Well, Canadians have had enough. They want their government to keep their hands off their children. They want the government to keep their hands off their children. They want the teachers to keep their hands off their children. They held a big rally this weekend in Canada to talk all about that. Independent journalist David Craden was there, and he's going to break it all down. Also, we have some big news on the spy scandal from Justin Trudeau, who made some waves at the G7. In addition to yelling out crazily Slava Ukraini, pro-Ukraine comments from Justin Trudeau. But I specifically want to focus on the keeping our hands off our children. David joins us now. David, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back, Clayton.
So what was the name of this big event? And kind of walk us through what the response was.
The event was called One Nation Under God Rally for Children. And it was a twofold effort here. First of all, to acknowledge the success of the walkout during so-called Pride Week, when children walked out of their classroom or just didn't go to school to protest the raising of the so-called Pride flag. And this happens in the first week of June, because in Canada, June is supposedly Pride Month. But the Hands Off Our Kids group, which is being led very ably by a friend of mine named Camille El Sheikh, decided to do something about that this year, and they staged a walkout. And it was hugely successful. So instead of kids being forced to go outside and watch this pride flag being raised, they stayed home, or they just walked away from it. And the success of this, 50% plus across the country, school kids stayed away. Wow. This is from Halifax to Vancouver. It was enormously successful. So the One Nation Under God rally for children was about recognizing that achievement. We got about 500 people out, which is not bad for an Ottawa rally on Saturday morning. But that's really doesn't describe the effect that this walkout, this boycott had. Because this involved hundreds of thousands of kids across the country. And this group was prepared for this. They had their people in place. They got the word out. Of course, you didn't hear about it in the mainstream media. You heard about it on Redacted. You heard about it in my media. But you didn't hear about it on the mainstream media. They didn't report this, except one instance in the Peel region north of Toronto, where the school board there said no to the Pride flag. But this was a huge event, and it was also what Camille was trying to do with this exercise, this rally, was to demonstrate that in Canada, despite all of the foreign wars and all of the distractions we have in Canada, that the faith community in Canada is still united. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs are united in their opposition to the pride flag being forced down the throats of Canadian kids, of LGBTQ plus indoctrination being forced down the throats of Canadian kids, and gender ideology being once again foisted on our children, and parents having to stand by while this happens. So this is what this rally was about, to demonstrate that this is being a huge success, and it's going to continue to be a huge success, because the follow-up to this, of course, is another million-person march in September, September 20th, it's planned. Last year, we got 1.5 million Canadians out to protest gender ideology. Camille tells me this year he's anticipating 2, 3, 4, perhaps 5 million wow. Canadians marching against gender ideology. I'm sure you'd agree with me, Clayton. You said Canada can't happen here. This is a docile country that just likes to let the government run roughshod over their rights. Doesn't care if Justin Trudeau imposes his personal extremist values on the rest of us. Clearly, that's not true. And I'm so proud to see Canadians overcome these religious differences. And the Christians, evangelical Christians, Roman Catholics, Muslims, and Jews can get together in love and to say that we are parents together. We all have that in common. And we love Canada, and we love being parents, and we love our children. Justin Trudeau does not love our children.
Yeah, it seems like Canadians, maybe they've always been awake, but it seems like there's an awakening happening over the past few years. I mean, I think maybe perhaps the catalyst, COVID, trucker convoy, government tyranny, the Trudeau government stepping on the toes of these Canadians who didn't want these mandates, who wanted to be able to live their life and do their job and not be told by the government what they can or can't do. What was the response from the mainstream media? Did the Canadian Broadcasting Company come out to cover any of these rallies? Did any of the other state-run media come out to cover the hundreds of thousands of people across Canada who were part of this Keep Your Hands Off Our Children event?
Not at all. Not at all. With the exception of Peel School Board, which is north of Toronto, where the school board actually voted to not raise the pride flag. And the principal of one of the schools overrode that decision and put a pride flag, not on a flagpole, but inside the school. Now, that has been reported by some mainstream media. The fact that this is, has been a nationwide protest that has been this successful, that has seen up to 70% participation in some schools, 70%. No, they won't touch it. And I think that's because in this country, the mainstream media has been in the pocket of the LGBTQ plus activists for so long. They've been in the pocket of the Trudeau government for so long, just parroting the talking points uncritically. Like, nobody should be offended about this gay pride flag. Nobody should be offended about this pornography in the classrooms and in the libraries. Nobody should be offended that children as young as 12 are being told to have sex change operations because of supposed gender dysphoria. Just don't worry about it, the media has been saying for years. Read any article, and it's uncritical. You will not get a response from anybody else. You will not get anybody in the story saying, just a minute, perhaps there's another alternative to this. It's been uncritical reporting, and they don't know what to do about this right now. They can't believe that Canadians are this upset about it, and they really, really can't believe that Muslims and Christians and Jews are all working together on this. That really bothers them. Because they thought we were all divided in this country, that we were all fighting about foreign wars. And thanks to people like Camille, you know, he has done a bang-up job here, bringing people together, not dividing them over issues, bringing people together of different faiths over the things they agree with. And these are huge issues they agree with. Huge issues.
Yeah, it is amazing. They really do want to divide Canadians. They want to divide all of us right now. If we're fighting, then it allows them to push these agendas and push them through without us paying attention to it. I want to talk about the G7, Justin Trudeau making waves there. Apart from this unbelievable moment, you have to watch this. This just made me laugh. This is so cringeworthy. I mean, I literally almost threw my computer across the room when I saw this. So he's there, group of leaders, fawning over Zelensky, giving more money to Ukraine, and he just yells out like a total weirdo, Slava Ukraini! And everyone's like, what the hell? Everyone looks over at Justin Trudeau yelling out, Slava Ukraini. Watch this.
Slava Ukraini!
So that was an incredibly cringe moment, but beyond that, beyond him talking about sending more weapons and tanks and light armor and other things to Ukraine, he even talked about the training that Canadians are doing in Ukraine. He doesn't rule out sending Canadian troops to Ukraine. He was asked about the spy scandal back home, and that followed him all the way to the G7. Surprisingly, reporters even asked him about the spy scandal in the Canadian Parliament while he's at the G7. What happened here?
Well, there's another clip, but you might be able to find at some point, where Justin Trudeau goes into a hacking coughing fit when he's asked about the spy scandal. He disappears from the camera, and he's coughing for literally 2 minutes, disappears from the camera, and apparently is getting some talking points from one of his aides, because I don't believe he read the report from the NISCOP. Which is this all-parliamentary group. He's the one that got the first copy. He's the one that got the unredacted copy of this that was cabinet confidential. So only the cabinet's seen this. Justin Trudeau was the first person to get this report in its unredacted form. Did he read it? I don't think he did, because he always routinely says he hates reading those dry reports. And he didn't read anything CSIS gave him about Chinese interference in the election, he said. Although his chief of staff tried to cover that one up. But I don't believe he read it, because he had, shall we say, the ignorance to say that, well, you can read this report and get various conclusions. Sorry, nobody who's actually read the redacted report has come to that conclusion. It's clear that this is about treason, this is about spying, and this is about MPs who are sitting in the House of Commons right now. Many of them, I'm sure, are liberals. Some of them could be in the cabinet, and especially those cabinet ministers who are associated with China, like the environment minister. So there's a huge question mark here as to who these MPs are, but the question mark is not whether they were spying, it's who was spying. So Justin Trudeau doesn't seem to even know that much. He seems to think that there's some question about whether or not there was any wrongdoing going on here, whether anybody should be prosecuted, whether any MP should be denied their next nomination and not run in the next election. Did he read the report? I don't believe he did, because he constantly looks like a man who is searching for an answer. And by the way, if he gives any more of our Leopard tanks away, he's already cleaned out the military arsenal in Canada. There's nothing left, and he won't spend money on defense anyway. So this is, and did you catch the moment when Justin Trudeau mixed up Russia and Ukraine? He does that routinely. He's not even sure which country he's supporting. So it was a bad, bad weekend for Justin Trudeau. Great weekend in Canada for Canadian parents, but a bad one for Justin Trudeau.
Well, it's amazing to me that a country's prime minister or a country's president could upstage President Biden at the G7 for total incompetence, wandering around, looking at parachutists coming down where Georgia Maloney has to lead him around by an arm. Total embarrassment. But Justin Trudeau manages to even outshine President Biden for a level of incompetence. I'm going to try that the next time someone has a serious question for me. I'm just going to go into a coughing fit. And I'm just going to walk off and look for somebody to hand me some talking points and come back a minute later after I've had time to digest it. That's an unbelievable strategy. We'll be watching this. But the spy scandal continues. No answers. And we'll see what the Trudeau administration does about this. David Creighton, great job. Great seeing you out at the rally this weekend. Great to hear what Canadians are up to on this, and hope to see up to 4 or 5 million of them for the next stage of this. That'll be fantastic. So, David, great to see you as always.
Well, we'll be there for the million-person march, and Redacted will be there if I'm there. So thank you for having me on again, Clayton.